Well, you got to decide whether it's, you know, whether it's economical for you, you know, how much driving you're going to do. We put about $6,000 to $8,000 a year on, and that's because I have a work vehicle. So our other vehicle is secondary. Now, I imagine when I retire, that'll probably, I don't know if that'll go up or down. I really don't know. I mean, clearly I'll be driving it some more, but I don't know how much more. But we don't pound a lot of miles. I barely get my lease. If I do a lease, even if I go with a low mileage lease, like 10,000 miles, I can barely get to that, so I'm always leaving money on the table. But we bought our last one and then sold it outright. Did extremely well with that. And now this car here, I was just looking last night. It was kind of, there's just a couple of things that I wish I would have got. I wish I would have got the more upgraded stereo. That's like the only thing it doesn't have. So, and, but I replaced the stereo anyhow, so it really ain't that big a deal. I just question whether it's worth it anymore. Damn stereos are so good anymore, why bother?